Tens of thousands of people cycle through Spokane County District Court every year. Many judges and attorneys dub it the People's Court. It's the venue where traffic cases, misdemeanors, and simple felonies are heard. Judge Vance Peterson is vacating the seat on the bench. Two men are vying to replace him. They include one former judge. Patrick Johnson has been trying cases in the Spokane County Prosecutor's Office for 20 years. His current assignment is prosecuting chronic offenders in the Superior Court.
Those folks in the community who have more than 9 prior felony convictions. So the folks who are committing the most crime.
Johnson also has a second job. He's been a defense attorney representing soldiers in the military's Judge Advocate General Corps for 17 years. That requires him to make a shift in his approach from his regular job. He says he's watched some of what he considers are Spokane's better defense attorneys as he developed his own style.
I'd been dealing with Bevin Maxey, who I think is a great lawyer. But one of the things I really liked about Bevin was, you know, sometimes he knew he didn't have a good case. And he'd come to me and say, look, what can we do here? And just being up front. And I took that approach being a defense attorney in the Army. And I think the Army prosecutors really appreciated that.
He believes that experience, both trying and defending people, gives him a unique perspective as a potential judge. Another reason he's running for the district court bench is related to whom he would replace. Johnson says Vance Peterson is the only military veteran on the bench. Peterson created and presides over the county's Veterans Court. Johnson thinks it's important that a veteran replace Peterson.
Somebody who has military experience would have more credibility going into the program. It's easier for a military person to relate. Now, I've watched Judge Peterson go through his docket. And he can tell a military person, okay, yeah, I see you were 11 Bravo. Well, who knows what 11 Bravo means, right? Most people don't serve in the military. They don't know that 11 Bravo is the MOS, the military occupational skill, for infantry in the Army. And Judge Peterson gets that.
Patrick Johnson's opponent is former District Court Judge Randy Brandt. In 2011, he was appointed to a seat on the bench and 3 years later lost that seat in a bid for re-election. He says it's a job that still appeals to him.
I love the fast pace of the district court. Most of our trials would last 1, 2, maybe 3 days on a rare case, but usually you could hear a case in the morning and a case in the afternoon, as opposed to the judges on the Superior Court, where, as the news shows, that you can have 2, 3, 6 week trials. I just have never had an interest in that.
Brandt is a relative latecomer to the legal field. He served in construction and real estate, moonlighting as a law student. 30 years ago, he passed his bar exam and began practicing, focusing in part on real estate.
I got a lot of good trial experience. And in that time, I did about 25,000 real estate closings, and that flows out of my real estate background. It just seemed a natural course for me.
To be a judge, he means. 5 years after being admitted to the bar, at the earliest time allowable, Brandt applied to become a pro tem, or temporary judge. He said he considers the job his vocational calling. He served 10 years as a pro tem, and also as a court commissioner in district court, and a judge for the state in administrative proceedings. And now, 4 years removed from being a judge, he's still touting his years on the bench.
I've used an example. If you're on a transatlantic flight, you're on your way to England, and past the point of no return, and you have 2 of 4 engines go out. Now you've got another engine go out, so you're single engine from halfway. Do you want a guy that's been sitting, or pilot, you want him sitting in the left seat that's got 21 years experience, or someone who's never even been in the cockpit?
Patrick Johnson won a tight 3-way race in the August primary, collecting about 39% of the vote. Brandt was second with 36%. You can hear our full interviews with all the candidates on our website at SpokanePublicRadio.org. Click on the Regional News tab and then on the 2018 election link.